Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 66.
Christmas around the world.
Absolutely. And as we draw nearer to that time, it seems fitting that we start discussing that kind of thing. And you can tell us about your traditions and all sorts of things. But anyway, before all that, and I rub my hands together for warmth because my gosh, it's cold. How's your week?
Good. Yeah, nothing too crazy. Just, getting ready for the big day. All the last minute shopping, Christmas wrapping.
You haven't done much of that, have you? Of course not.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm on like 60 presents, something like that.
All for her.
Yeah, all for me.
Wrap your own gifts.
Yeah. But no, it's all good. Not long now. Kids have only got a couple more days of school, so they're excited. And in fact, when this comes out, they'll be on their last day.
Yeah, half day, isn't it?
Yeah. They finish at 12 and 12:30. They're in different years, so different times.
Yeah.
And then they're off. So that makes things a little bit easier. And yeah.
They can stay in bed longer, basically.
They can stay in bed. Yeah. And they're sort of around to help. And yeah. What about you? Tell us about your week.
It's been quiet. I haven't done much. But my little post about the Shorts Project seems to have gone semi-viral on Mastodon. It's like 5 away from 300 boosts. So that's quite fun.
Nice.
I just need 5 more people to do the thing. Maybe it'll have gone over that by the time you hear this, but on Wednesday, because we're actually recording on Wednesday, because you're busy on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'll probably, we have to do the same next week, because it'll be Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And we're not going to record on Christmas Day, because we will be out. It's been quiet. I've done not a lot. Music-wise, reading-wise, I don't think I'd hit my target of 180 by the time we talked last. I think I did that on Saturday, Sunday, after the podcast. So I'm stopping there for a bit, and then I'm going to go back to it, hopefully sooner rather than later, not another 2 years gap. But yeah, I did hit my target of 180 shorts.
Very nice.
Which is nice. I feel good about that, yeah. Yeah, that was over the weekend now I think about it, because I remember working on it on Saturday.
Good round number.
Yeah. Only 20 more to go to hit my actual target of 200, so I think I can attain that sometime soon.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to stay warm. I've been drinking tea and having mug shots and
maybe putting a jumper on might be a good idea.
So how's the quiz? What's the quiz?
For those that don't know, he has an absolute aversion to putting anything on over his t-shirt. He wears a t-shirt 365 days of the year. And very, very rarely, despite having a fleece, not a big, massive, thick fleece, but a fleece hanging on the back of his chair, very, very rarely puts it on and then sits and complains about being cold and chilly and feeling tired because he's cold.
I don't know what you're talking about. Will
not put the fleece or a jumper or even just a long-sleeved top ever. Isn't that right?
No. Mm. No, it's not. It's not.
So Alice and I just inwardly sigh at each other like, oh, every time he says he's cold.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Anyway, moving on. Last week's quiz question was which fruit was once so rare in Europe that people would rent it to show off at parties? And there was a comment on the YouTube.
It was Benjamin Eldridge.
Channel. Yeah. And it was a pineapple.
Yeah.
So it was in the 1700s. It was a symbol of wealth. So before it's, common and you can buy it all the time now.
I had no idea. So thanks for educating me.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is cool.
And gone for a Christmassy theme.
Yeah.
How many gifts are described in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas?
Well, that's a good one because it's a lot.
It is a lot. And actually, when I've done a Christmas quiz for Christmas Day with our family, this featured in that. So perhaps my sister will remember. I'm not sure, but she might, and then she might get it right.
Okay.
We'll see. She can let us know.
She can. Yeah. I shall be dinnering with her this evening.
Yeah, you're off for an Indian.
Food, yes. Hasten to add.
Yeah.
Yes. With Jake.
With Jake and my mum.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I do look, I have that to look forward to. That will warm me up.
Definitely.
Because I have been thinking about this for months. Probably a year. I don't know the last time we went, but it was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
And there's a restaurant down the road from us, not far. And they do fantastic food in there. And I've been looking forward to going there for a long time. So we booked a table.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks in advance.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. Well, when it's booked, it feels like you kind of have to do it then.
Yeah, and you just never know with Christmas, you know, places are going to get booked up and busy and stuff.
They do.
Yeah.
All right then, speaking of Christmas, what's the plan?
So I thought it would be fun to talk about some of the Christmas traditions around the world.
Yes.
We talked this time last year about our Christmas traditions, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't listened, you can always go back and listen to that one. But this is about other people around the world. So we'll start. This is in Great Britain, but I thought this was really interesting. This is about Boxing Day.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any idea why Boxing Day is called Boxing Day?
I used to, but I had lots of different suppositions as a kid. One of which was it was to get all the things out of the boxes that you got on Christmas Day and stick them in the recycling.
I think that's a really modern take on it. Because obviously back in the day, they wouldn't necessarily have had that.
Oh, no.
And actually, I thought...
It's also the day your parents box your ears for being rude.
Fair enough. That one definitely comes from parents. I did have a different meaning. I've never had this one particularly, but this is actually really interesting. So Boxing Day obviously is the 26th of December. And the holiday dates back hundreds of years and is also celebrated throughout the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
And lots of people have, you know, different reasons why they think it's called Boxing Day. But traditionally, it's a day off given to the servants when they would receive a Christmas box from their employer. So it's kind of like the day that you would give the servants. I mean, now obviously we wouldn't want to use that term, but back when this originated, the day off and give them their sort of tip, I guess, for all their hard work.
I see.
So their kind of reward, I guess. So their Christmas box, so Boxing Day for them. And then obviously in more recent years, it's now, you know, Christmas sales and stuff like that. So again, the boxes sort of comes into that.
Yes. And in your box, being a servant, you will find an upgraded polishing cloth.
Oh, no.
Polish me silver.
Next, we will move on to Austria, where they have Krampus.
Oh, yes. Krampus. It's a great word, that, isn't it?
Krampus. Yeah, it is, actually.
It sounds like you could shout it while you're sneezing.
You probably could, the way that you sneeze.
Maybe.
So, Krampus is very unlike Father Christmas. And actually, he's quite scary. I mean, I've watched a film about Krampus. Obviously, not real. It's, you know, a made-up film.
Yes.
And he is terrifying. So, whilst Father Christmas rewards children that have been good, Krampus punishes the bad children. So, he is a terrifying demon who visits the homes. And they actually have him visit, or he visits on the 5th of December.
Okay.
And yeah, I think he's known to sort of leave a warning. And then if that's not listened to, then he steals the children away. So he is, yeah.
Okay.
Not such a nice.
The definition of a kidnapper.
Character. Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Then we will move on to India. And
so that's interesting because, of course, not a lot, or at least I wouldn't have thought so, of religions in India would be of Christian origins.
No, so that's what causes this next fact. So because there's such a small percentage of people in India that are Christian,
yeah.
But there are some. So to celebrate Christmas, they don't have pine trees to decorate. So they opt for a banana tree.
That's cool.
So they have their banana tree instead. Sometimes they use mango trees as well. And they'll hang ornaments and lights on the tropical trees.
That's quite fun. A different, totally different thing.
Yeah, exactly. In Mexico, they have... Now, I would say... Well, I would pronounce this piñatas, but I don't know if I'm... That's how we pronounce it.
That's how I've heard it.
Yeah, I don't know, just the way it's written. But that just could be the way I'm seeing it. So in Mexico, Christmas involves a series of 9 parties called posadas, which take place at the beginning of December, I think around like the 16th, so more middle of December. They're religiously themed, featuring reenactments of Christmas nativity scenes. And with each night ending in a festive celebration.
Okay.
So it's traditional to hang up a star-shaped piñata, which is broken down by revelers. They have 7 points to represent the 7 deadly sins, although in recent years they have taken on other shapes and styles. So that's what they do there. In Russia, we have the babushka.
Yes.
So...
Kate Bush wrote a song about that.
Huh?
Kate Bush.
Babushka, babushka. Yeah, probably.
Kate's so, babushka bush.
So it says that Russia only recently begun celebrating Christmas in earnest, since many festive traditions were banned until the fall of the Soviet Union. Today they celebrate the holiday on December the 7th, which is the Russian Orthodox Church, because it uses a different calendar. And one of the most important traditions is the story of the babushka, who was a Russian woman, an old Russian woman, who misled the 3 wise men so that they wouldn't be able to find the baby Jesus.
Oh.
Now she repents by leaving gifts for children.
Oh.
So.
Naughty.
Yeah.
They celebrate, I think, something like that in Romania, because they use a different calendar for Christmas, because my friend Vlad told me that.
Yeah.
I'll have to get him to comment if he...
Yeah. Toronto puts a spectacle in Holiday Spectacular with an annual cavalcade of lights. It's a festival of lights that's taken place since 1967 and is one of the most iconic Christmas traditions. It's held in late November and marks the opening of the Christmas season. They have a 60-foot Christmas tree, which is unveiled. There's live music and like basically a big party. And the main event is this huge firework display, which lights up the sky.
That sounds like fun.
So it's like the sort of beginning of the festive season.
Yeah.
Can you remember this? Because we have talked about this, about something that they do in Japan, which is quite specific, that they eat.
No. I kind of vaguely remember talking about it, but I don't remember what it is.
Yeah, so in Japan, it's a tradition. It's, you know, Christmas isn't really a big holiday in Japan, but it has, they've sort of developed their own Christmas tradition. And this one is that many Japanese people will eat KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken,
of all the
on
things.
December the 25th. Yeah, so, I mean, it's hilarious, really. But that is what they do. And I've read previously that so many people do that you have to put your order in like
what?
Weeks before. So you can't just turn up and get it. You actually have to order the food because
really
people
funny.
Will be waiting, you know, in long, long lines.
I've got a friend called Louis, and KFC is his favorite takeaway meal.
Oh, well, there you
I
go.
This would distress him greatly.
Well, I don't know. He might enjoy it. Might want to take it up, KFC for
make a reservation in October.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
In Finland, they are quite known for like saunas. You know, using the saunas,
yes,
it's very, very
indeed.
Cold. And it's, you know,
I've
very
been there
good
and
for
it is
you.
Cold.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
So cold it gave me a nosebleed.
There you go. Saunas are really popular all year round, but especially on Christmas Eve. So the country has millions of saunas, and the day before Christmas, everyone gathers to relax with friends and family. And it's sort of become a tradition now that everybody spends time together in the afternoon on Christmas Eve, ideally before sunset, before heading out for a festive meal.
Yes.
Which I think is pretty nice.
The last time I was in a sauna was actually in Estonia.
Hmm.
In Jakob's house. They had one in the house there. It was really cool. Well, hot, I suppose. It was a good time. And we just chatted about life, the universe and everything. And just sat there, steaming up the place. And you pour beer or something onto the fire. I think that's what it was.
Beer? I've never heard that before. And you pour like water and then you get the steam that rises.
Yeah, it was water, but I think it was slightly mixed with something.
Oh, wow.
And we had a big kind of scoop thing. I remember that.
Yeah,
and it was behind me. And I was always worried that I was going to burn my bum. I didn't, but I do remember that.
Wow.
Again, I'll have to get him to listen and he can tell me Confirm. How wrong I am. It was like, what, more than 10 years ago, gotta be.
Gosh.
I know.
So next we move on to Iceland, where they have Yule lads. The Yule lads are referred to as the 13 trolls or 13 Santas, with an appearance of sort of tricksy elves, I guess, causing mischief. They have their own personality and quirks. One steals candles, one peeks through windows, one slams doors, and they're all basically have, you know, some kind of mischievous character.
Their version of the seven dwarves.
Yeah, I guess so. So if you leave your shoes on the windowsill each night, you will be rewarded with a small gift. So although they are mischievous, they're also very generous.
I see.
If you've been bad, traditionally, you'll get rotten potatoes left in your shoes. So they begin arriving from the 12th of December, and one visits each evening until Christmas Eve, meaning that you don't have to wait until Christmas morning to open up your presents. So it's kind of a bit like an advent calendar, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And the last place that we have is Caracas.
Caracas.
Okay.
Like Maracas.
where they like to do roller skating. So it's customary for the locals to skate through the streets, which are usually closed to traffic due to the festivities. And it's not really clear from what I have read exactly where it comes from. But that seems to be a really popular activity in December as a, you know, a winter activity, sledding or ice skating. And that is something that they've kind of turned into their Christmas tradition, I guess, that everybody sort of goes and skates.
So the way that happened is that some drunk Brit and Australian university students got together on a dare and said, right, I dare you to skate in the city on this day. And everybody decided to take it up.
Can you imagine?
No, that's not how it started, but that's kind of what I would imagine, because uni students are guilty of starting some crazy trades. So, you know, crazy trends.
That is crazy trends. Yeah.
Skating through the streets. Just imagine all the noise.
Yeah.
Skates are noisy.
Yeah.
Speaking of noise, there is actually one thing we forgot to talk about. Sunday.
Yeah.
When my brother came with our nephew.
He did.
That was a really, really nice time.
It was really nice. We haven't seen little Noah since he was a baby, and he's now just over 2.5 and absolutely full of craziness in the best sort of toddler way.
He was so well behaved and so energetic, and he made all of us laugh so much. He did.
And toddlers are amazing, absolutely incredible with the amount of energy they have. And they are incredibly narcissistic. So when all the attention is on them, they just thrive. So he loved it because we were all just obsessed with watching him because he was so funny and so cute.
He was
and
a performer.
All the attention. Yeah. And
that was lovely.
Yeah. His little giggle.
Oh gosh.
Was just amazing. So yeah, he was
so well behaved as well.
He was super sweet. And surprisingly, I thought he'd be quite shy. He wasn't at all, was he? He talked to everybody, kept asking Alice to take him upstairs to see the guinea pig.
Yes.
Which was really cute.
And he would do this thing where he would crawl backwards
Yeah, on his hands and feet.
Yes.
Like scuttling backwards. It was very funny. With his bum up in the air.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. It's very, very cute.
Extremely. The thing is, I didn't realize how small he was because he was so loud. But loud in a good way. Like, I wasn't bothered at all.
No.
Small children are louder than the best Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
It's quite something to behold.
Definitely.
But it was lovable and loud.
Yeah.
And he kept coming in and going, what's going on?
Yeah.
That was funny.
He did.
Oh, dear.
FOMO. Don't want to miss out.
He definitely had FOMO.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. Very cute. Well, that's all I have for you.
That's all you have for us.
Yeah.
Some quite cool traditions there.
I think so.
I mean, for people that haven't or maybe don't have the time to go back, why don't we just recap what we do then? Just sort of a brief.
Yeah.
Because we have a tradition, don't we? Ourselves.
Yeah, we always go to my mum and dad's for Christmas Day. They do all the cooking, cook the big meal for everybody.
No washing up here.
And yeah, we just go and enjoy the afternoon and eat lots of food and, you know.
One might fall asleep.
Yes, you might. And we might play some games in the evening. And yeah, it's always a really, really nice day.
Yeah, and I have known you since 2007. And we met in December of 2007. But our first Christmas was not that year. It was the year after.
Yeah.
And so that means that for 16 of the 17 Christmases we've had, they've been at your parents'.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was not, because it was here during lockdown.
Yeah, COVID Christmas.
But it's the only one we've skipped.
Yeah.
In all those years.
Yeah.
And it's a day that I very much look forward to, because being a certified foodie, yes, this is actually a degree one can obtain from Food University. It's the day that I get to just enjoy myself. So if you start noticing a shadow, that's my belly on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It'll encroach on your living room.
Full of meat and potatoes, basically.
Much.
Yeah.
Much meat.
Yeah.
And the best roast potatoes, I think, in the entire world.
My dad will be very pleased to hear that.
I know my life. I don't think I've ever had. Yours come close occasionally.
Yeah, but I don't use the same. He uses, you know, goose fat or beef dripping or something. Usually goose fat, I think, at Christmas. So,
yeah. They're stunning.
Yeah.
Just great. Oh, man. So that's us. I mean, there's the story, of course, but just thinking about that food, I could just go and eat it right now, to be honest. But I've got a week and a bit to wait.
Yeah.
Sad face.
Not long.
No.
A week tomorrow.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And for you listening, a week yesterday.
That's so weird.
Isn't it? Living in the future, what's it like?
Mm.
Did anyone win the lottery yet? No.
Only.
Right. Only.
So my strange news.
Yes.
Is a bird-brained scheme. Putin's scientists in Russia have launched a squadron of remote-controlled spy pigeons fitted with brain implants. So for all those years that the conspiracy theorists have said that pigeons in the UK are spies, they may not be so wrong now.
Joy.
Although from the pictures and the information, it's pretty easy to tell which of these pigeons are actually spy pigeons, as they are fitted with little brain implants with a cable sticking out of their heads, attached to a little backpack, which is a little charging.
Oh, right.
What's the word?
Like a
little tiny solar powered backpack.
I was going to say, yeah, okay.
Yeah, to charge it.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So they have electrodes inserted into their brains, which are connected to the backpacks.
Didn't we hear about spy cats a long time ago? Wasn't that one of the Spycats? Stories you did years ago. I feel like there was some country that put like...
They've used like whales.
No. This was cats, and they've put a little receiver in the cat's ear. Transceiver. No, transmitter. There we go. And they would give these cats as pets to diplomats or whatever it is.
I don't remember that.
Oh, wow. Then I heard it somewhere else. You'll have to look that up. It was fascinating. Well, that's not the kind of pigeon that flew into our ninth floor flat years ago.
No, definitely not. And yeah, so that's currently what they are experimenting with, and will probably at some point be utilizing larger birds for this. Seagulls and albatrosses and all kinds of things.
But so, would have to... Well, that's too obvious, isn't it, right now? You'd be able to tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can see quite clearly, but I suppose...
And the fact that they even let this information out is suspect. What are they really hiding?
Yeah, I don't know.
Spy fleas.
Feel sorry for the pigeons.
Yeah, I know. They didn't ask to be operated on.
Stuck in their brains and God knows what else, but...
A bit bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. Poor pigeons. They get a hard time anyway. People don't really like them. It's not their fault.
No. Tom Lehrer has a song about that. Poisoning pigeons in the park.
Oh. That's not nice.
It's not. But yeah.
Poor pigeons.
Exactly. So thank you for listening to Christmas traditions around the world. Hope you found that interesting. I learned a lot. I bet you learned a lot researching it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is.
So what's the plan? Back to rapping for the next 5 years?
Yeah.
Great.
Still going.
Okay, well, I shall go prepare for my dinner. I mean, it's hours away, so I don't really have to do anything, but I can think about it.
Okay.
I'll edit this beast and get it uploaded a day early for YouTube members. Mad. And if you want to become a YouTube member, you can head on over to the YouTube channel and click join. And then you can hear this episode, or these episodes, I should say, a day or two early than the Friday. Otherwise, it's Friday at 10 a.m. UK, as it always is. And do the usual stuff, you know, like, subscribe and follow and hype the video if you're on YouTube, if you like that kind of thing. Come and talk to us on Mastodon, because if you do that, both of us will see it because we're logged into the same account, which is nice. We get some nice comments over there. So yeah, that'd be rather cool. And we've got one more episode, but I still say it anyway. Have a wonderful Christmas and a great new year. I'll say it before the new year's out as well, but you know, it's nice to be nice, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. So without further ado, I suppose we shall say to you,